This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo.
Man cave.
Man cave.
Man cave.
What's up, buddies?
What's up? Good morning. ¿Qué tal, vatos locos? Live from L.A., Covino and Rich. Steve Covino, Rich Davis. Two old guy names, like Michael. We're talking Michaels right now. In for Dan Patrick, live from Mercedes-Benz Studios.
Now, owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary. It's extra easy with full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. Let's have a lot of fun this hour.
Let's do
it. In for DP. We're going to talk some NFL. I got a dumb hypothetical. Anthony Rendon is getting people all agitated in the world of baseball. Do you agree with him or not? We'll get to that. And, we're talking some Michaels right now, and the question is this.
Well, I have a reason, too, as to why I'm even thinking about this.
I think there's an obvious answer, but I would love to hear your argument before I give,
okay.
give mine.
Again, Bershy Bersh is here on the phones at 877-99 on Fox if you want to chime in or play along at home, in your car, safely, at a light, or when you stop. At Covino and Rich on social media. At Covino, C-O-V-I-N-O. At Covino and Rich. Joel's on the ones and twos. Nick Cope, Spot. Everybody can chime in. The question is, who has, when all said and done, the most cultural impact? Because you could say that all three Michaels of the 80s and 90s were generational phenoms in their field, right? I mean, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, Mike Tyson. But I think the answer's clear. It really is. And it's debatable.
I'm going to eliminate one of them. And I think we could agree on which one to eliminate first. And that is maybe the one I'm most intrigued by. And that's Mike Tyson.
And because I hate to agree with you, but I do. And I'm a boxing fan.
I've watched all the pay-per-views as a kid. His acting and The Hangover and all the fun stuff Mike Tyson does. Even his weed. In fact, we bumped into Mike Tyson in Vegas. He gave me his edible ears.
But
I'll tell you what.
You have to remember,
I've had some silly nights thanks to Mike Tyson.
He's still in this conversation, and you could make a debate for him simply on being the most intriguing guy. I think they should replace that Dos Equis guy with Mike Tyson.
I'm the most interesting man in the face of the earth. Stay thirsty. Stay thirsty, my friends.
But, and think about how invincible we thought he was when we were kids, especially if you played the video game 007-373-5963 and actually got to Mike Tyson and fought him. But I'm agreeing with you, Rich.
I think we take
He's Mike, number three
we,
on the list.
We take Mike Tyson out of this conversation. And
I was a worldwide phenom.
However, though,
is it longevity? Is that the problem?
Well, I think as time goes on,
the other names are so big.
As time goes on, while Mike Tyson's impact in boxing and pop culture will always be there, I just think you're comparing him to two people that's legacy may live on for endless generations. And we'll explain, but Mike Tyson, to me, until he lost to Buster Douglas.
But Buster Douglas is a wonderful man.
It's like, you know, I'll compare it to only one other one other fighter, and it's given her a hell of a lot of props. But until Ronda Rousey got beat, remember thinking, there's no woman that can beat Ronda Rousey. And yeah, then it just fell apart. Then it just fell apart for her. But until Ronda Rousey,
then you realize they're human.
Yeah, no. And then, but I'm saying,
well, you could say this too about Mike Tyson, Rich, right? And, as long as there's a Muhammad Ali, he's not the GOAT. The other two guys are arguably the GOAT of all GOATs
of what they
do. So yeah, Mike Tyson was just impactful. I mean, the guy was a shooting star. I mean, we all stopped to watch this dude. He changed our lives in the 90s. People cared about boxing.
Every docuseries, every movie, everything about Mike Tyson is intriguing. Just right. The other day, you were telling me a story about how one of the reasons Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas was that he was partying too hard with Bobby Brown the night before, and now Bobby Brown, to this day, feels bad about it?
That's true, yeah. Nobody really knew
I heard about that.
Yeah. Well, nobody knew except for Joel, because Joel was there.
Yeah, people don't know
that. Joel, Bobby Brown, and Mike Tyson.
Wasn't Johnny Gill there, too?
Yeah. So, yeah, we could go on all day about the impact of Mike Tyson, but I agree.
Which means, out of it.
Which means it's down to Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan.
I think one thing, though, they loved Michael Jordan and Michael Jackson loved going to a Mike Tyson fight.
Ooh, that's another good one, right?
They all admired each other in a different way. You're right about
that. That's right.
Yeah, but they would go. You could see both of them like, I want to go see Mike Tyson fight. And then Jordan would be ringside.
Hold on. Michael Jordan had his fair share of drama with the sad passing of his father and gambling. You know, there was always that gambling backdrop of like, was he secretly suspended for 2 years? Like, social media never hit Michael Jordan because he lived in a different time. The other two people, Mike Tyson, went to prison. He had some allegations. Mike Tyson? Yeah, some would say not the best reputation. And you could say the same about Michael Jackson. I don't know, the whole Neverland Ranch and the kids and stuff like that. Michael Jordan.
So they all have their controversies.
I'm saying Michael
Jordan.
They're
all complex characters.
Michael Jordan's the least complex as far as that stuff.
No,
allegations
for sure.
Allegations.
Yeah, but he also lived in a time of, you know, he avoided social media. He would have been criticized in a much different way if he lived in a different time, but he didn't. So anyway, let me give you my Spider Harrison countdown real quick on cultural impact. And again, it's a double doozy. There's a reason I'm asking. Haven't even really gotten to the meat of the question yet, but when you think of those three who had the most cultural impact, coming in at number three, Mike Tyson.
Okay. I could agree with you there. I think we're going to disagree on one and two.
All right, ready? Coming in at number two, Michael Jordan.
Not wrong.
Coming in at number one, Michael Jackson. Yes.
I'll tell you why.
Yes.
I'll tell
Michael
you why.
Jordan is more of a brand than anything else. I'm talking worldwide, you numbskull.
Well,
worldwide.
If you want to talk about numbskulls, your countdown was bunk,
dude,
and I'll tell you why.
Michael Jackson people of all cultures cry.
Exactly.
Still till this day.
Okay.
They're dancing to his songs.
Okay.
And then I have another question about Michael Jackson that ties into something current today, so stick around for that. But I'm telling you, that's my answer. You could agree or disagree.
Okay.
I'm Steve Covino, hashtag Covino's right, at Covino and Rich. As much as this is Fox Sports Radio, and as much as we talk about LeBron and Jordan is still in the news every day, and we rock his kicks all the time. Just this week, we were talking about, can you ever be too old for Jordans? And the answer is no. We put him on a pedestal, and I know his impact and what he did in the NBA, and we all wanted to be like Mike. Michael Jackson's still the answer for me, and that's just my case, and that's my answer. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Rich Davis!
First of all, your countdown was bunk.
Why is it bunk? I did it at top three.
No, because you announced number three, and then you give the winner, and people assume what number two is.
No, countdowns work.
There's never a pageant.
It's not a pageant. It was a countdown, you bozo. It wasn't a pageant.
And the winner, they never
I was that. Given a countdown.
Right. So, Mike Tyson.
Did Casey Kasem give you number one before he gave you number two?
Well, let me consult with Seacrest and Spider Harrison. All right, number three, Mike Tyson. Agreed. While he might be my favorite of the three people, as far as like he intrigues me the most, I have to be real. It's not the Rich Davis list. It's the, I'm telling you, the real list.
All right, give me the real list.
My list, Mike Tyson's the most intriguing. I'm intrigued by him
more
than anything.
Does everybody agree on that? Bersh, Joel?
Like, Mike Tyson, to me, is like...
I agree. Tyson would be three.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And again, I love... He's my favorite.
Of the three, he's my favorite.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Of the three, he's my favorite.
Okay, yeah, so look, we all agree. There's something about Mike Tyson that we all root for, we're intrigued by, we love him, but if you're going to compare him to these two...
Number three.
He's number three.
Okay. Michael Jackson lives in a world of, oh, it's Halloween? Thriller. Am I right? You go to a wedding. Oh, Beat It. What a great jam. You go to a resort on vacation with your wife. Oh, here we are in the Bahamas or Mexico. Oh, what's the show tonight at 8 o'clock? Oh, they're doing a Michael Jackson tribute. We live in a world where middle-aged to older people live off of the 80s, 90s love. Even go back to the 70s with the Jackson 5. Michael Jackson's a cultural icon, but it's all very retro. Michael Jordan is still relevant to this day. There are new Jordans every year. People wear his logo.
His brand is relevant.
He is his brand.
No, his brand is relevant.
The Michael, floor is the ceiling.
The floor.
The ceiling is the roof.
Michael Jordan is still relevant. Okay. Michael Jackson's, not to be rude, but Michael Jackson's dead. He lives in the form of holograms and tributes at a Sandals resort in Jamaica. He lives in the form of, oh, I went to a wedding and kids really still love Beat It. Oh, I watched the We Are the World documentary. Oh, look at the glove. Oh, Michael Jackson. Dude, maybe the most famous musician of all time, up there with the Beatles and Taylor Swift nowadays, it seems. But nothing comes close to the way people put Michael Jordan on this pedestal of pedestals where he is unbeatable. People sweat Michael Jordan on a different level.
Yeah, but he also lives in a pocket where it's not as universally loved as music is. I'm sorry. Not everybody loves the NBA. People love the brand of Jordans and what he brought to that brand and its cultural significance, but his significance isn't as big as the way music hits you in the heart for generations.
The Dream Team made basketball international. And who is the guy?
Yeah, but here in America, you're thinking small time.
No, I'm not thinking in America. The Dream Team, you numbskull, as you call me.
Again, people don't all love basketball the way we do here in America.
Kick it back to 1992. Why do we have all these foreign players in the NBA now that are dominating? Because in the 90s, when they were little boys, Michael Jordan, and of course Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Charles Barkley, Malone, all the stars.
Vlade Divac had no impact?
Dude, no.
There were lots of foreign players.
But I'm saying they were all inspired by one man, Michael Jordan.
No, I mean, look, he's inspiring.
Space Jam.
Look, if it wasn't a good debate, I wouldn't have brought it up. So again, everyone's going to have their answer. Bersh, who's your number one?
Michael Jordan, pretty easy.
Okay. Joel, who's your number one?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, all right, me and Joel are Team Jackson.
There's a song.
You and Bersh are Team Jordan.
There's a song.
Go ahead.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Be like Mike.
There's another
song. No one wants to be like Michael
Billie
Jackson.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
But no one wants to
be. She's just a girl who says that, and that's still a banger, Rich. 40 years later, you numbskull.
That's third time, numbskull.
All right. So I'm trying to be polite here.
I'll give you a talking point. I'm so confident that the answer is Jordan, I'll even give...
I disagree. He has a sneaker that people care about.
I'll give you a layup, pun intended. We were just at the Mandalay Bay for a week celebrating Super Bowl 58, great time, Fox Sports Radio. The show that's played at the Mandalay Bay is a Michael Jackson tribute, like Cirque show that I hear is great. Because Michael Jackson lives in the form of like tribute old guy shows.
Now, I'm going to give you the second prong of the question just to plant the seed and let you think about it. And then we're going to get to the phone calls.
Keep your prong to yourself.
Okay. Everybody talking about Taylor Swift. Now, let me admit. I got to admit and make it very clear that there's no hate here for Taylor Swift. I admire what she's done. I didn't have a problem with her during the NFL season. If anything, I speculated and we speculated that they were showing her maybe too much and that was not good for their relationship, right? They weren't asking for that. The NFL was sort of exploiting them a little bit. But I didn't have a problem with like, oh, I'm sick of her face. It was none of that.
Yeah, if you have a problem with, I mean, it's a tired argument now because everyone's exhausted. But if you were not okay with 30 seconds of Taylor Swift during a 4-hour game, then that's on you.
I'll explain why I feel this way, but the question I will pose in a minute, and again, there's a reason, is do you think she's going to have the same cultural significance and impact 40 years from now the way Michael Jackson still does today? Think about that, because my answer is no way.
No way.
And I bring that up because I do believe she's the closest thing. So that's not to take anything away from her, is to really elevate what Michael Jackson did. Now let's go to the phones, because do you agree with how we rank these? And then I'll tell you why I think that the answer is Michael Jackson, clearly. Go ahead.
But we did grow up in a very, if you grew up, if you're roughly our age and you grew up in the 80s or 90s, it was pretty interesting that there was the Michael trifecta.
Yeah.
Jordan.
And when Taylor Swift can make a movie about a concert that she's on a tour that she's currently on, and the movie goes number one while she's finishing the tour.
That did happen, Joel. I mean, Joel, that sort of like happened.
Hey, yo, Rich, we also lived in a...
That's what I'm saying. The fact that she could pull that off.
I'm team Taylor on that argument, but... You know what? What's interesting is that we grew up in a time where there were three Michaels.
And three Jessicas. How'd you rank those?
I was just going to say, that's a separate argument.
That was in the early 2000s.
In the 2000s, it was Jessica Simpson, Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, and I got my own ratings there, too. All right, let's go to Sean in Oregon. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Sean, you're on the Covino and Rich Show and for Dan Patrick.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, bud?
There's one Michael I hear that people talk about every single day at being the very best at what he did. And Michael Jordan gets compared to LeBron all the time. And he's not just a brand. He's looking
okay, at okay, hold on. No. Sean, I have to pose this question based on what he just said. Who did we talk about more than anybody this past year in this football season? Taylor Swift. And who did we compare her to?
No, you were
Michael
the only one.
Jackson. Yeah. I'm the only one?
No,
everybody
was,
did.
No one was saying
she's,
that.
No one was saying she's the closest thing to Michael Jackson, or she's as big as Michael Jackson.
That was like our top conversation.
Get out of here. Everybody said that because he sets the bar the same way Jordan does.
It's right. They talk about him, LeBron, all the time. Taylor Swift gets brought up a lot during this football season, but LeBron gets brought up all the time. I hear it all the time. And I want to go Michael Jackson. When you guys talk about culture, I think of Michael Jackson. Like, music is timeless, you know, and the way, you know, he brought the dancing.
And it's universal.
And, well, serious. And you know what I did here a few years ago? I bought all the kids a Thriller album, put it, you know, as a stocking stuffer. I think it got thrown away. They thought it was a joke. I don't hear kids listen to that stuff.
Well, I'm here to tell you you're wrong, and I'll explain why in a minute. But I love your calls, and I love your feedback.
How can you tell me he's wrong?
Because everyone's entitled
truth.
To their wrong opinion.
Okay.
Bill in Texas, you're on the Covino and Rich Show.
Hey, well, Bill. Thank you. I'm glad y'all dropped Mike. You were talking originally about Michaels.
Yeah.
And probably, and it is a sports talk show, so I don't know about Michael Jackson. But that said, probably the best Michael, the greatest champion Michael, and he's clean, if you would. Unlike the other guys, is Michael Phelps.
That's a good one. I mean, in his game, but who cares about swimming? That's the difference. Do you really care about swimming? No.
Was the bong clean? Is that what he said?
No, that's not to take away from his greatness.
Who'd you rather smoke with, Michael Phelps or Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
I mean,
Mike Tyson.
He's not even the
ever tested positive.
He's not even the Michael I'd like to get high with the most.
I mean, he's incredible, but swimming doesn't have the same impact as everything else we're talking about. So that's really the difference there. All right, now.
But I mean, that is true.
Again, we'll wrap it up next. But think about it, and we'll take your phone calls. Again, 877-99 on Fox is Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything.
Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This song's 150 years old and it still hits. Are you going to say the same about Taylor Swift 150 years from now? I doubt it. I doubt it.
Hold on.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Thank you guys for rocking with us. Appreciate you. Hit us up at Covino and Rich. Check out our new videos. Spot just posted a new video from our Patreon, patreon.com/Covino and Rich, if you like what we do. And, of course, we're on Fox Sports Radio Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East. Joel is here on the ones and twos playing some Michael Jackson. We got Bursch on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Nick Cope, he's got your updates. He also says Michael Jackson has the most cultural influence and impact of the three Michaels we grew up with. Going to go to your phones, but let me explain why I'm even bringing this
again,
up.
Again,
okay?
If you're at a Sandals or Dreams Resort and you're going to see the 8 p.m.
timeless,
show.
Dude. Classics are timeless. Again, we're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, the utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan in Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
Now, again, I'm Steve Covino, and I'm from New Jersey, right? But my sister Dawn came out here to visit this week, which is rare because nobody comes to visit me ever, right? So my dad is that old school East Coast guy. He's like, hey, you left. Why do I got to come visit you?
Yeah, but Dad, you're retired.
Dad, you got grandkids out here. Hey, we'll have them come here and visit me. He's one of those. So my sister came to visit. So my little nieces and nephews are all hanging around, and my nine-year-old nephew put on Michael Jackson's Thriller on YouTube. All of them were captivated by the talent, because talent is timeless. And you're thinking, well, that's from 84, 85. No. For them, it's new, and they were all going wild watching Michael Jackson videos. And I was talking about it on our Patreon.
Kids dance people, to anything. No, my kids dance to Bluey songs.
It still translates. I want to thank Bill for the phone. I believe it was Bill. I thank you all for your phone calls and for participating. I appreciate it. We're not all going to agree, and that's fine, but I appreciate your calls. He said that his kids or the kids got an album and they threw it in the trash. First of all, besides your old stinky Uncle Frank, who's playing albums? Kids don't listen to albums, cassettes, or CDs. They're going to listen to music on the radio, right? Or on whatever streaming service they use. So just because they didn't enjoy the album means nothing to me. When they see Michael Jackson, that talent still translates. Those songs still hit. It's still impactful. It still resonates with these kids of all ages all over the world. So for me, the answer is Michael Jackson. And it was shocking, even shocking for me to see how my family members were just loving the moves and the talent and the songs and the choreography.
Again, you're talking about little kids, 5 and 8 year olds and 6 year olds. Your nieces and nephews will dance to anything. They'll dance to Baby Shark.
No, they loved it. And it was Michael Jackson from 84 because it's timeless. I don't think Taylor Swift, who again we put on this pedestal today.
We should.
Although she's the closest thing and she's a great role model and there's no hate there. I'm not trying to hate. I'm trying to elevate Michael Jackson, whose reputation was tarnished, and remind you that.
I mean, rightfully so, maybe. You don't know.
I don't know, but I'm talking about his art and his music. I don't think she's going to have this sort of impact 40, 50 years from now the way Michael Jackson does. That's why my answer is Michael Jackson. So, again, that's my point.
What slows it down?
We wrap it up. What?
What slows it down?
What do you mean, what slows it down?
What would take, in your mind, Taylor Swift from being someone that makes $5 billion a year? No, but what I'm just asking, what would make...
She's not doing anything innovative like Michael Jackson did. That guy changed the game. He was walking on the moon.
I'm just fascinated how much you love
Michael
Jackson.
You missed out, bro. You were not an MTV kid. You never bought an album in your life. This dude had worldwide cultural impact where the world sings his songs.
There's also a whole bunch of people that think...
It's the soundtrack to their life.
There's also a whole bunch of people that think Michael Jackson's like a weird kid toucher dude.
By the way, that's a whole other discussion.
I mean,
hold on. When kids today realize that's the same guy, they're like, wait, hold on. Well, what happened to him? That's a whole other discussion. But, dude, that's just, again, I'm talking about the artistry of what we're dealing here.
Yeah, in defense of Michael
Jackson.
Are
we talking about Mike Tyson's, what he did? And again, speculation on Jordan. We're talking about...
Listen,
what they accomplished career-wise.
With all due respect to...
that doesn't change the music.
The late Michael Jackson, he really hasn't done much more work than a lot of women in like Calabasas.
This is a Covino is right argument.
Yeah.
Cope
agrees
right.
with me. Argue with him. He thinks it's clearly Michael Jackson.
Guys, I want to make an honest point here about Michael Jackson. Yeah, so man. I am 31 years old, and we're talking about like cultural relevance and cultural impact. And for me personally, I did not live through Michael Jackson's heyday. Of course, I appreciate his music. I recognize him as one of the greatest musicians to ever live. However, my personal experience growing up in terms of what I experienced in real time with Michael Jackson was, yeah, all that stuff.
Controversy.
Releasing the doves after every not guilty. And then his death and how big of a deal that was. For Michael Jordan... As a 31-year-old, I caught the very tail end of his career.
Oh, you're a Space Jam kid.
But it's Space Jam, 100%.
Like, Space Jam.
My generation, and
Bersh
of course,
given a great
Air
example.
Jordans and all these things that Michael
that's
Jordan
what
did.
That's makes it a fun debate, bro.
Yeah, but you're acting like you think you nailed this debate.
Yeah, I do. but I have the right to. Do I not?
Trucker Rudy in Illinois. Your thoughts, my friend. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Of the Michaels of our childhood, Michael Jordan, Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, who left the biggest cultural mark? What do you think, Trucker Rudy?
I am going to throw in a little wrench into your argument and add Michael J. Fox.
Love him.
Oh,
you mean to tell me?
You know, Michael J. Fox, he's just another great Michael. And you know what? If you want to cry, if you want to shed a tear, he was at some award show overseas, and he comes out in a wheelchair, and he stands up to present an award, and the whole crowd gives him a standing ovation. And it makes you hate everything to do with, like, disease and Parkinson's, and you're like, Michael J. Fox is such a guy that, you know, meant so much to us.
Love
I agree.
Him. Love him, but I mean, I don't think he's in the convo. But again, we're talking how certain things are timeless. Back to the Future is timeless. Classics are timeless. Jordans are timeless. Michael Jackson's music is timeless. So
I agree, but Bursch brought up a great point, and that's, you know, maybe you needed to hear it from him, but there's a generation of people that are like,
no,
great music, but
answer.
He's a weirdo.
I respect his answer. I don't agree with him.
Kyle in Vegas, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Kyle?
First off, let me start by saying Chris Brown is probably closer to Michael Jackson than Taylor Swift is. That's number one. Number two, Jay-Z said it in a song before, too. Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, Game 6. Lastly, if we're talking 1A's to each one of them, LeBron is 1A to Jordan, Chris Brown is 1A to Jackson, Mayweather is 1A to Tyson.
I got you until you said Chris Brown. I like Chris Brown. In fact, you want to hear a funny story? We were at a club once. This is the truth. Kavino will back me up. Chris Brown was at this bar.
True story. Actually, if you really want a name drop,
you're going to do it. You're going to do it anyway.
Nah, I'm not going to do it.
The Kardashians were there, and Kavino was talking to them.
Oh, they were talking to me, bro.
Yeah.
No, but I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
This is funny, Bursch. So this is like mid-2000s. Chris Brown is in like a circle of people we're sort of talking to. We were at like a radio event. And Chris Brown's like, hey, man, can you hold my drink a second? And he just gets in the middle of a circle and starts dancing. And he won't stop dancing. So I'm just standing there holding Chris Brown's drink.
And like, when Chris Brown dances,
like I'm his drink boy.
And by the way, when Chris Brown dances, like, get out of his way because you can't, like, compete. You look like a fool. You look like John Harbaugh trying to dance next to that guy.
That is true.
You know what I mean? Like, he's unbelievably talented. Unbelievably talented. And again, I'm not trying to take anything away from Taylor Swift. I do believe she is the closest thing we've seen. But it's still, like, you can't say she's bigger than Michael Jackson until 50 years from now, we could play her songs and they still have that type of impact. We don't know that yet. Yeah. We don't know that yet.
We don't. And you know
what? We won't know that until, you know, 40 years, 50 years have passed.
You're going to have to see if a bunch of 50, 60, 70-year-old women are playing their throwback Taylor stuff when we're old, sitting on a park bench feeding the ducks.
So, you don't know. If anything, guys, it's a little debate you could have around your family dinner tonight. Rank the Michaels. Who had the most cultural impact? And I gave you reasons as to why I think Taylor Swift is great, but she's no Michael Jackson.
In that second tier of Michaels, though, people brought up a couple good ones.
Okay,
second tier. Phelps and Fox.
Phelps, Fox, and Bublé? Who's the, second tier?
I think we can,
Irving?
No, I think we can keep it with just those five.
Yeah, those are good ones. Those are good ones. All right,
Jordan,
so think about it.
Or Michael Jackson. Clear three is Mike Tyson. Then the tier below that is Michael J. Fox and Michael Phelps, J. Fox. Yeah, all right.
Mike Brady.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
He's very funny.
You know, just out of curiosity, Bursch, I really understand. I completely understand your explanation as to why you picked Jordan, right? Because you're right in that pocket of Space Jam. You want to be like Mike. But I feel like Nick Cope is in that same pocket, and he says Michael Jackson. I'm just curious why Nick Cope says Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I am exactly the same age as Bursch. I am a historian, and so I guess I've done, you know,
extensive research.
Yes. No one was bigger than Michael Jackson. I feel like Rich moved the goalposts on you earlier in the argument because you were talking about the 80s and the 90s, and Rich was like, well, Michael Jackson's dead now. And That wasn't the conversation.
Oh, he's a master at moving the posts.
So I didn't see what today had anything to do with it. You're talking about the 80s and the 90s.
That's why I win every argument, Nick Cope. I move the goalpost mid-argument.
And I see it. We all do. But, you know, I'm glad to hear your opinion, too. And that's why it's a fun one, man. Because when you think about it, it's very interesting that three Michaels dominated our childhood.
You know what? Can I give you a comparison? Because, you know what? It's fun on the radio or TV to make an argument and be like, here's my point, and you know, people tell you, have your opinion and don't change. That's a good argument, right? But you could argue both realistically, and no one's gonna say No one's gonna blame you for being wishy-washy if you're like, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, because I have two examples of the respect they had within their industry, just based on two documentaries we watched over the last couple years of our lives. We all watched The Last Dance.
That was fantastic.
And we saw the respect that Michael Jordan got from every player in the league. And you see the stories on Instagram and TikTok that are isolated from that documentary.
Michael Jordan got that like Babe Ruth type of respect. Like Michael Jordan could have slapped somebody in the face and people would have been like, oh, man.
You ever see,
that was Jordan.
You ever see old, not footage, but like testimonials from people that played with Babe Ruth? You'll see like some old guy like, hey, the Babe slept with my wife and punched me in the nuts, but that was the Babe.
That was the Babe.
What? Like, yeah. Yeah, Michael Jordan punched me in practice in the face, but man, that was Michael.
Man, Michael Jordan took me for $500 gambling, and then he slapped me in the forehead. But man, was he great!
So you saw in Last Dance the competitive nature. Remember the whole joke was, and he took that personal.
Yeah.
So we saw how people respected Michael Jordan, but if you just watched the We Are the World documentary on Netflix, which is great, it's called The Greatest Night in Pop. When they took 40-plus A-list superstars in the 80s, everyone from Bruce Springsteen to Billy Joel to Diana Ross to Lionel Richie. When they did We Are the World...
I'm sorry, you forgot Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis, who I think might have had the best line in the song.
And to prove your point wrong before, you put on Huey Lewis for kids, they're not dancing to it. You put on Michael Jackson, they're dancing to it. And I love Huey Lewis.
I mean, put on Hip to Be Square and try to keep these feet still.
Yeah, again. The squarest guy I know. Of course you're dancing to it.
Put on Lionel Richie, dancing on the ceiling. I'll be dancing everywhere. But what you saw in that documentary, that all the stars, whether it was Ray Charles, Bob Dylan, Cyndi Lauper, like I said, Huey Lewis, Hall & Oates, anyone that was part of We Are the World.
Dan Aykroyd.
Why he was there, we'll never know.
Blues Brother.
But everyone that was a star in the 80s, from James Ingram and that voice to Paul Simon, who anchored that whole thing and was respected the most?
He was a star among stars.
Michael Jackson with his glittery outfit and glove standing there doing the hook of the song, and everyone's like just sort of thrilled to be part of something because Michael Jackson vouched for it.
Yeah.
When Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson vouched for it, no one had any legs to say, well, I don't know about this.
And by the way,
it was Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie.
Think about the controversies that you brought up to downplay his significance. It's amazing that his music and his impact still overcomes all of that. That's how good it is.
You ain't hearing R. Kelly on the radio.
He's the weirdest guy in the world. Weirdest guy ever. You still love him.
Dude,
because his stuff was that good and impactful.
SiriusXM and iHeart at times have pulled R. Kelly from playlists. Who else have they pulled? Like Marilyn Manson during controversies?
Yeah.
So, you know, Michael Jackson, I'll back you on the...
You ain't pulling Billie Jean.
Yeah, it's like...
Yo, beat it with that.
Doesn't matter what comes out, you're still playing Thriller on Halloween.
That's funny, right? When you think about it. All right, think about it, and you let us know at Covino and Rich.
Now, Anthony Rendon. Well, we're going to talk not so much baseball, but...
I'm starting to hate this guy.
The attitude of athletes in 2024, because I'm going to tie two things together. People's complete dissatisfaction with the NBA All-Star Game and Anthony Rendon.
Oh.
What do these things have
in
common?
Are you making the Baba Ganoush?
Yeah, I'm doing a little Ben Maller. I'm pulling random things together.
I got Anthony Rendon and NBA All-Star Game.
And breakfast burritos.
And Rich is going to tie them all together.
We'll do that next. In for the great Dan Patrick. It's Covino and Rich. Hang tight.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
A CNR, Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick here on Fox Sports Radio. A pleasure to hang out with you guys as you get your day going.
We're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, the superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. Wow. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
Don't tell my wife. I'll tell you why, because I'm sure I'm not the only guy who, the minute you start doing any type of kid sports...
Anytime you tell me to not tell your wife, I always listen. You know how many things I didn't tell your wife?
A lot of things.
You know I'm good for that.
Anytime. I can't be the only guy where the minute kid sports enter your family's life,
yeah,
my wife's like, we need the biggest SUV with three rows and this. And I'm
where
like,
are you going to put all those orange slices?
Yeah, I was like, I think we're fine. We have an SUV. We don't need the biggest three row. Hey, but maybe I'll send her to the MBUSA website.
There you go.
Thank you, Dan Patrick. All right. I'm reading the feedback, and let me read a comment here. We got great topic, guys. You brought up the Jordan conversation with Sebastian Maniscalco the other day, where comedian Sebastian Maniscalco said, can someone wear Jordans after a certain age?
He said after 40, he wasn't sure. And I said, absolutely you can. Classics never go out of style. From our era.
Has your boy Sebastian ever said you can't listen to MJ after 40? Scott hit us up and said, took my kids to see MJ the Musical a few weeks ago, and it's all they've listened to since. They couldn't have loved it more, but That's my 8-year-old who wears a Jordan shirt, Jordan shorts, a Jordan arm sleeve, Jordan socks, Jordan shoes every single day. It just might be that those two are once-in-a-lifetime type of guys that you're never going to see again.
And again, ever. I bring this up because we grew up in that era, right? And like I said, my nieces and nephews are in town, and I was just shocked to see how timeless Michael Jackson's music was, to see how they were so captivated by his talent and by the songs. And I'm like, man, I don't know if you could say the same for Taylor Swift 50 years from now. Maybe we can. We don't know. And then it made me think about, well, who's the biggest of the three of the Michael trifecta? Thank you guys for playing along at home. We appreciate you.
Now, so many things going on. We're going to talk some NFL. It is wild that a lot of people already talking about next NFL season. We just wrapped up a week ago.
It's maniac behavior, really.
I love it.
You got the NFL blues, and you're taking the NFL bait. You have to remember, the NFL has made a conscious effort to stay in the headlines. This is part of the plan, to just keep you involved. They give you bait. They throw bait out there. They leave you breadcrumbs.
The breadcrumbs.
Like, you hear about Russell Wilson to the Steelers? Ooh, breadcrumb. Tell me more.
Justin Fields? What's going on there? These are all breadcrumbs.
NFL.
You know what they are? They are breadcrumbs that get us to the NFL draft.
You know what it's like? It's like a hot chick that likes your post.
Yeah.
But she's really not going to date you. But she likes your post because she wants to leave you a breadcrumb just to keep you around just in case. NFL wants to keep you around, so they leave you little breadcrumbs here and there.
The NFL is the hot waitress who flirts with you a little bit, and you're like, I think she likes me.
I think she, yeah, definitely. No,
she's a breadcrumb.
No, that's the NFL keeping your attention in March.
Can you sweep up these breadcrumbs?
You know, the fact that the Super Bowl ends in February, and we are heavily interested for the rest of February, March, April, up until the draft, we're talking about hypotheticals. We are obsessed. You could say it. You could admit it. We as a culture are obsessed with the NFL, and I'm fine with it, but it is obsession when, you know, Joel, you and I are talking in the kitchen this morning. Networks have replays of games. Oh, the best moments of 2023. What's going to happen in 2024? It's a 24-hour news cycle for the NFL, and they've mastered it. Now,
Combine is the 26th.
It's going to be happening already. Now, I want to bring up a couple stories that I think sort of tie together. I'm going to push aside the NBA All-Star disappointment in a second, because that might be a little something different. That has to do with expectations. But what is the one... There's a lot of things that came out of COVID. But one of the things I think we could all agree upon that doesn't have to do with vaccines or toilet paper, anything that we fought about for years of our lives, is that people did reprioritize. People started working from home here or there. It's like, you know what? Maybe I do need to spend a little more time with my kids. Or, you know what? Maybe the hustle and bustle of like my multiple commutes and train rides and buses and sitting in traffic and traveling every week. I think a lot of people reassessed what they really wanted to do, because when you were stuck at home for a little while, there was a sense of, it gave you time to reflect, right?
Family's important. Work, not so much. You're just a number. So many people lost their jobs. So, yeah, you reassessed a lot of things.
You see memes like, you die within a day. Your job is posted on websites. So you're a guy, and I like this about you, old school work ethic. A lot of times when people say stuff like that, you'll say, yeah, just lazy. That's BS.
Everybody's lazy. Everybody's entitled. Everybody thinks they get a job and they're supposed to be the head of the company in a year. That's not how life works. Everyone has a different path. If that worked that way for you, congratulations.
But there's a couple stories in the world of sports that make you wonder about what you should say out loud, even if you really feel it. And one of those people is Anthony Rendon. And there's another clip of Shaquille O'Neal talking to Jason Kelce. And it has to do with...
Enjoy your family, brother. When he said that, enjoy your family.
Well, we have the clip. We're going to play in a minute.
I lost my family. I had nothing. I had nobody.
So
you got the ring. Enjoy your family.
Perspective on family
and career? And is that shifting not only in like our regular and regular people's day-to-day life? Are athletes openly admitting now that, hey, listen, it's just a job. You're a fanatic about
it. How are you going to survive and live your life without your job? Explain that. It's easy for these multimillionaires. Yeah, when Rendon's getting paid to do nothing, he could say that.
But I'm glad you said that because there's a flip side to what I'm saying, and we're going to get to all that next. Any feedback at Covino and Rich or 877-99 on Fox. More Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick next. Hang tight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.